yani beceriler, extension in Vajrila, where we find as the point has been arisen, Katrayani Puja. Gopis are rendering respect to gopis who are supposed to hold the highest position. They are rendering respect to Katrayani Devi, who is entrusted with the management of this ordinary world. They are, she is also given some position, help me, so that we can be united with Krishna easily. Don't give any opposition, Devi. Be pleased with us. The farthest extremity is also harmonized there. The stealing, the lying, to speak lie, to steal things. Krishna is so perfect that even these filthy things are also harmonized in his character, it is seen. The debauchery, all harmonized. He is so good, so pure, that everything coming in connection with him receives its highest realization, appreciation. Nothing is filthy. Only aggrandizement, exploitation is filthy, and renunciation also filthy. The highest conception of harmony can harmonize everything. It is so good. Nothing is wrong from that angle of vision. That is adjust. That has got a place and position in the adjustment of the whole. The final adjustment. The absolute good is so good. Anything coming in this connection, it is harmonized and very useful. That we find in crystal and in Bhajavila. Immorality is more than our conceived moral standard. the touchstone, whatever comes in its touch, it is gold. It is gold. The harmony in its highest sense, absolute good. Absolute good. Murdering, stealing, debauchery in the ordinary sense, that has no question, no place there. So universal in character. And the ownership is also indisputable. Unity. Still it is dynamic. The pantheistic school, they can't keep the dynamic. When they have conception of oneness, all merge in non-differentiated thing. But the Vaishnava school, all one, but it is dynamic. The difference there. Lila-maya. Lila. It is his lila. It is his play, sweet play. And you are all surrendered there. You are being fostered from there. You get everything from there. amritam. The nectar and food is supplied to you from there. And he is of such. You have not separate existence. You also do not like to maintain it. Common interest. His interest is your interest. But he is absolute good. Absolute good means good for all. No enemy. But the enemy that is in Leela playing, just as in play also there are two parties, enemy. But enemy of play is not ordinary enemy. So if in human play, then may not be any enemy, a seeming enemy. So in him, the enemy is also something like friend.
Dour Haribo.
Dour Haribo.
I have a doubt about a point that our Guru Deva has made, and that is that when Lord Ramachandra was present, when he was present, the sages actually prayed to be closer associates to him, and in their next life, they appeared as gopis. So how is it that the gopis in their previous lives, they were sages, gyanis?
Only sages, yes. Yeah. Because is to be trusted. From the Sukriti, the innate nature, that is connection with the Nirguna plane. So Atma, Rama, Ashtam, Nayo, all sages are not of equal temperament. Some sages, Prayinam, Nayo, Rajan, Nivitta, Vidishiratha, Nargun, Nastha, Ramantishma, Gunanu, Katamehari. There are so many sages who are fated to go to Asnirgon due to their Agnata and Agnata Sukriti that will guide them towards that unconsciously. So that is the case everywhere. The Sukriti is our guide. Gradually it comes to assert in favorable connections, and then we can select the way of our work in life. So the Muni, their mental tendency was like a masculine, some masculine temperament in the mind, and some sort of renunciation and this penances, all those mixed in the mind. But anyhow, their inner Sukriti, when they come to see Ramachandra, there awakened some attraction for that not to enjoy but to serve this very close connection service of Ramachandra. Ramachandra was also, though Krishna within, but outwardly he is Ramachandra. And this month, outwardly they are Muni, but internal arrangement to come in close connection, very intense connection, family connection with the Lord. Then there are so many ladies also maybe, when they see Ramachandra, their heart attracted towards him as to serve like a wife. But Ramachandra was promised, was pratishruta, that only one wife she would take. Ramachandra's fathers had thousands of wives, but Ramchandra took only one wife. That was his position. So Ramchandra told them that, yes, you have got some attraction in connection of my spiritual body. If you not enjoyment but service, but it is not possible. I am avowed in this avatar, in a particular way I am couched. You will get it in Krishna avatar. There it is possible. The Swayam Bhagavan, he comes promised for such service-giving attitude. So you will have your fulfillment when I shall come as Krishna. That time your prayer will be fulfilled. That was the element. No anomaly. Because Krishna, the Swayam Rupa, that is the most original, and that is the very gist of all avatara, the most accommodating plane, most subtle and the most accommodating. In all other incarnation, there is partial duty attached. But the most universal duty to attract all and to react accordingly, that is possible in the Swayam Bhagavan cases. They are grouped in different ways, and one there is no overlapping. The Vatsalya, the mother rank, father rank, the friend rank, in their own rank, in their own rasa, they want to serve him, to love him. But the most accommodating and the most original and most subtle, the most liberal, as you say, is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. Even crossing the limit of our conceived morality does not stand here. That is over law. Is so good, so affectionate, that no consideration of any law is necessary there. He is able to accommodate everyone beyond law, beyond question. Only to understand and adjust for ourselves, we go and venture to put some law on him. He is of such nature, such nature. But it is very futile. How much we can know about the infinite? But digdarshan, only we can say somewhat like this, to give consolation to our understanding. We utter somewhat like that. But that is ocean. So, explanation by knowledge is not possible. Still, to satisfy our suspicious mind, everything is possible in him. He is infinite. Hare Krishna. So Ramachandra, it was not satisfied. And also it is sin, an exceptional case, when Ramachandra had the necessity of the help of Garuda, who was connected with Krishna more than Hanuman. Hanuman is Ramchandra, and the Guru is Krishna. When it was necessary in Lanka, he had to remember Garuda when he was tied by Nagapasa, when he was tied by the serpents. Then Brahma informed him, oh, you remember your servant Garuda. As soon as he will approach, the snakes will disappear. And when Garuda came, and the next disappeared, they were free. Then Garuda wanted one boon from Ramchandra. I want to see I know you are my master, but you are in the figure of Ramchandra. And that is monopoly of your servant Hanuman. But if you are propitiated with me, please show me once that dapper Yuga Krishna avatar. Ramchandra answered, yes, it may be managed privately only. Yes, I am arranging by his room, his pakhaki. Guru constructed a temporary room by his wings, and Ramchandra, within that, he showed his Krishna Rupa to Guru. So the confidential arrangement is there within, and the court arrangement is something. Hanuman is there, he won't like that my Lord Ramchandra. And Hanuman also got a chance in Dwapar Yuga, when Guru went to fetch some nilotpal, this blue lotus. He met that was only in the jurisdiction of Hanuman. And there Hanuman also opposed him in a playful way. And Guru did not care Hanuman. Hanuman playfully managed, tested the power of Guru. Then Hanuman, Guru was defeated in fight with Hanuman, and Hanuman took Guru in his armpit and took that lotus, that blue lotus, and went to Dwaraka, Krishna. And the Krishna and Jai Ram, Jai Ram, Hanuman is always loudly taking the name of Ram, Jai, all victory to Ram, in this way approaching. Krishna knew that Hanuman wants to see Ramchandra, not Krishna. So he asked his queens, take the shape of Sita, and just take your position on my left side. I am taking the shape of Ramchandra. Hanuman is approaching with Jai Ram, and he should be pleased. We are told that Satyabhama could not. Rukmini took the shape, the body of appearance of Sita, and Hanuman came. And with those lilotpal, that was lotus, he worshipped Krishna, Radha, this Rukmini Krishna. And look at now Sita, Ram Sita, he saw. And the Sudarshan was guarding the gate. And Hanuman came, and Sudarshan won't allow him to enter the compound. Hanuman put his finger within, and suddenly made it so big that like a ring in the figure, Sudarshana. And the Guru there in the arm, on the armpit. And Satyabhama, she could not take the appearance of Sita. She had to take shelter under the throne. Then these three, they had some pride, some sort of pride. So Krishna, in this, this lila particular, he checked these three, their vanity. And Hanuman came and worshipped. And then, who is your, what is the in your finger? Oh, some circular chakra, disc, some disc. He was wandering, roaming there, and it did not allow me to enter. So I put him there in the. Then, who is you in your armpit? Yes, one bird. And with him I heard, from him I heard, that you want this Nirodhpad, and he could not do it. I am collected. I had a desire to see you, my God. Release him, release him. And Hanuman said, who is there under the throne? There is a lady. Then Satyabhama came out. The prize of this, the vanity of these three was checked by the will of Krishna. And this lila. Lila. So Hanuman got chance in the Krishna lila to see his heart's God, Ramachandra. And the Gurus also took the advantage in Ramadrila to have his Ohishtaras from Krishna there, Lanka. Is utilized by Mahaprabhu in the south in his argument. The Muni, Dandakaranyavasi Rishi and the Suti, they got the chance of participation in the Madhura Rasa Leela of Krishna, whereas Lakshmi Devi herself, she did not get admission. What is the cause? And then was nonplussed that Vengata Bhatta, father of Gopal Bhatta Goswami, I could not think that there is so much in the underground, in Siddhanta, in understanding. Simply, we know Lakshmi Devi is above all Lakshmi Narayan. And the Krishna comes out, incarnation of Narayana. And Mahaprabhu told, no, Krishna is above Narayana. Otherwise, Lakshmi Devi, she had got privilege of full service of Narayana. Why she is hankering after Rasa Leela, so something wanting in Narayana, and that is existing in Lakshmi Devi, Krishna. So aspiration of Lakshmi Devi for Rasa. But Lakshmi Devi does not get entrance. But on the other hand, the Muni Rishi, they are guilty because they wanted to approach through the gopis under the guidance of the gopis and taking the attitude of gopis. But Lakshmi Devi, keeping up his divine character, she wanted to approach Rasa, but that is not possible. That is not possible. He did, took penances, tried his hard best to have access, but barred from that opportunity. Lakshmi Devi herself. But on the other hand, the gopis, when they come to meet Narayana, they give some honor and praise for their attraction for Krishna, not connection with Narayana. Narayana has got no internal charm for them, but Lakshmi Devi has heart's charm for Krishna's lila, Madhura Rasa. So we have to decide hereby who is where. Whether Krishna, Narayana, who is the holding the supreme position. In the Mahaprabhu's argument always was in a common sense, accepting common sense. They also put to the sannyasins of Benaras, that Shiva is the absolute. Mahaprabhu put his argument, take the case of Ganga. Ganga comes from the feet of Narayana, and Shiva takes her on her head to decide what is the position of Narayana and Shiva, which is oozing from the lotus feet, the divine feet, that is on the head of Shiva. She decides the relationship between Shiva and the Shiva is his servant, Vishnavananda Vyasam, as it is mentioned in Bhagavatam. That is the real conception of things. So Mahaprabhu's ways were like that. By the common example, he used to establish his position, the different conception, superiority of different conception of divinity. Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol, Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nidai Gaur Hari Bol. Nanda Yashoda had their original, the most original, superior personality. And the Drona and the Dhara are absorbed in them. Absorbed in them. And also, there are mentioned in the scripture, there are so many heavenly prostitutes was amongst the gopis. Sarvesha, Madhvacharya has taken resort to that, mentioned. But the Gauriya Goswami can't tell us. They might have been absorbed for their higher benefit. But the real party was that of Golok party. They are eternal and they are higher than the higher. They are higher than the highest, the Goloka Gopi party original. So the Radha Krishna Nityalila Kodila Prakash. Ordinary conception of the Mayavadi Svanta school, it was something like that. That Krishna we consider to be the God. But he came with the ordinary people, the gopis, the gopa, and they are all delivered by him. The Rakhav, his friends, his parents, beloved, all mundane, but he is super mundane, and by his connection, even in a filthy nature, delivered him. That is the conception of the Svanta school. But the Vaishnava school, they think, Saparsadasya dham sahavatar. Mahaprabhu came in Navadvip with his own press, own capital, with his own paraphernalia. Not he himself came alone in a jungle, but he came with all his paraphernalia. When a king goes to visit a place, he takes his own paraphernalia there. Raja Chalati. The king is moving, is going to visit that place. That does not mean that he is going single. So they say that when he comes down with his own paraphernalia, he comes. His own capital, he's come. The whole, with whole, he comes here. So, everywhere, that is the case. And whatever is told by other scriptures that are not meant for the most deep thinkers, there's so many are absorbed there. Absorbed there, just as even avatar also. Avatar of lower order is absorbed in the avatar of higher order. Higher order. When a king comes to visit a particular place, the power, the special power of the magistrate and the other officers all immersed in king. Whatever he says practically, whatever he says they have to carry out. All their special powers disappears and enters into the higher. Whenever the higher comes to a lower, they are non-entity. Whatever he would say, he would absorb, whole power absorbed there. So like that. When Swayam Bhagavan came, the Yugavatar entered there. In Mahaprabhu also, Rasa Govinda Mirichatanam, when Ashtavimsha Chaturyuga, then the time of Yugavatar, only to preach Nam Sankirtan, absorbed in him. That is the case always. So, Krishna does not come always with Gopi Lila. Only Ashtavimsha Chaturyuga, one day of Brahma. Ashtavimsha Chaturyuga. Yuga in Brahma. Not every day. Not every yuga. Every yuga dapara. But once in a day of Brahma. And the Brahma's day is Sahasra Yuga Parjanta. 100 yuga is one day of Brahma. And only that one yuga, that in 1,000 yuga, only one yuga, that Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears. In all other yuga, only Yugavatar, not Swayam Bhagavan. It has been taken out by the Goswamis that Krishna not only a chance coincidence avatar, but Nitya Lila. This is the highest, which seems to be the highest, that has got its own position in the universe, in the topmost place. And he comes just as exhibition. He comes to exhibit here in this papancha. And as the sun is passing through all the country, so his lila passes through the whole universe. Sun sets here, rises in another place. So Krishna lila is also like that in the Brahmanda, and it has got its original position intact in the highest quarter. Nitya lila. And Nitya and the highest. So they have to explain that, though it is not explicitly stated in Bhagavatam, Swayam Bhagavan, the word is mentioned. But the Goswamis, they, by consulting all other scriptures and the spirit of Bhagavatam, they are discovering the internal position of Krishna. They say that in Bhagavatam is a Nanda Tanuja. Not only so, the Swayam Bhagavan, Vasudeva Manasija, in the mental sphere. But they say, they go so far, that he comes out of the body of Nanda. Nanda Tanuja is mentioned. Nanda Tamaja. So the closest connection with Nanda than Vasudeva. It is mentioned in many places, Nanda Tanuja and the Samadhar expression. Not without any purpose. We have to bring out the real thing. So they say, and finding reference from other scriptures, when Vasudeva took his son to the Nanda's camp, in the room of where Yashoda gave birth to a female baby, he put there. Vasudev did not detect that there was another male baby there. Vasudev put his own son Vasudev there and took the female baby in his turn. And this Vasudev baby, that entered into Yashodanandam. That is their finding. Constantly all other many scriptures and the expression, the hint from Bhagavatam. The Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and others, they have established, have come to such conclusion to harmonize all the scriptures about the Krishna Leela. So Nanda Nandan was there. Yashoda gave birth to a twin, male and female. And Vasudev only found the female and put his male child there and took the female child. And the male child, Vasudev, entered and was absorbed into Nanda Nandan. And as long as he was there, and he is always there, Vrindavanam parityajya sakachin naiva gacchati. Only externally or internally, but he is always in Vrindavan. That's Swayam Bhagavan. The highest conception of God is always in Vrindavan. But sometimes the worldly people can have the experience of that, and sometimes they do not see, but he is always there. Only the question that he is or he is not, that we are disconnected. The switch is off. When switch is on, we can see, and switch is off, we can't see. It is below our transcendental. So down the gopis also, and the different sections of gopis, they are newcomers, the Swarup Siddha. Those that are Swarup Siddha, before they attain Vastu Siddhi, the highest stage, they are to be born there in where the Prapancha Leela is going on. There they get the chance of being born. Then first participation in direct Leela of Krishna, then they enter Vastu Siddhi. They enter permanently there, get post engagement. These things have been in details discussed and analyzed and discussed and given out to us by the Goswamis. To keep the harmony of all the scriptures and with the ontology of the thing, as they could get inspiration from Mahaprabhu. Now, what is Swayam Bhagavan? What is the meaning of Swayam Bhagavan? This adjective may be used to any incarnation. But Swayam Bhagavan, the source of all Bhagavan, that is Swayam Bhagavan. How to think and understand him. In that case, so many arguments and so many information, so many authority has been collected, and the Goswamis has come by the blessing of Mahaprabhu, they came to such a conclusion and they have left for us. and we have to follow that. We have to try to understand that. What is this? What is that? And it is not very possible to know and to retain also. The division, the different division of his show, how he showed this Swayam Bhagavan and his Prakash and the Vilas. Prakash also two kinds, Prabhava and Vaibhava, and the Vilas also two kinds, Prabhava and Vaibhava. So four classification. And also it is written clearly that Vaibhava Prakash Krishna is Sri Balaram. Balaram is Vaibhava Prakash of Krishna. And the Devakirtanuja, Krishna, he himself also Vaibhava Prakash of Swayam Bhagavan. So Devakirtanuja with two hands in Mathura and Balaram in Vrindavan, they are of equal rank. The Balaram of Vrindavan is equal to 200 Vasudev in Mathura, of equal rank. It has been clearly described in Paitamata and Laghu Bhagavatamata. So we have to follow closely that. And so also in the case of Radharani, the gopis, they are also come out. They also come out. Their spring is Radharani, in the Madhurasa Gopi. They are also there. The Swayam Bhagavan is always with Swayam Rupa, Swayam Rupa and Swayam Rupa, Radharani. In the Ras, the Swayam Bhagavan, he was always by the side of Radharani. And by the side of other gopis, not Swayam Bhagavan. They are Swayam Prakash of Krishna. As the first double, facsimile or something like that, you say. The first class double, and the second class double in this way. And in Rasa, only Swayam Bhagavan had with her, with Radharani. At the side of Radharani, there is Swayam Bhagavan. And the sight of other gopis, they are Swayam Prakash, not Swayam Bhagavan. Swayam, not Swayam Rup, Swayam Prakash. In this way, the gradation is there. As much devotedness, so much intensity in Bhagavata, in Godhead. In this way, it is distribution. And the love is the highest criterion. And then power, in this way, it is distributed. According to devotion, the nature and degree of devotion, Godhead is also, he distributes himself to the devotees in a particular gradation. So the devotees are hankering for the service of Radharani's camp. Why? The Swayam Bhagavan is always with her. And the others are of lower order. So, the Radha Kwinkujo that has been settled for us to be the highest achievement of that. Through Radharani, we can have the taste of the service of the Swayam Bhagavan. So many things to be known. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol, Gaur Hari Bol. A qualitative difference. Nithai Gaur Hari Bol.
Or
Diyas Bhutari. Kaka? Oh, huh.